Obi-Wan knocked on the door to Iso's shop, duplicating Didi's rhythmic knock. Someone hurried out, his face turned away. Obi-Wan pretended to examine a beat-up swoop with a dented handlebar while he listened to the other occupant of the shop approach Uso Iso.
I'd like to buy a swoop.
At what price?
The bettor named a figure, then said,
I'll take it to the Blaster Skill event, where I hope to see Wisao Torin of Resi 9 win.
That is a good plan.
Uso Iso slipped the credits into a wide belt he wore around his waist and entered some information into a datapad. He handed the bettor a small durasheet.
Here is your receipt.
Obi-Wan followed the lead of the bettor, naming a figure, then saying, I plan to take the swoop to the pod race and hope that Deland Tyrell will be the winner. Uso Iso shook his head.
There's been a last-minute change. A new driver. Do you still want the swoop?
Who is the driver? Obi-Wan asked curiously. Iso consulted his datapad.
Anakin Skywalker.
Obi-Wan felt the shock shimmer inside him, but he did not register surprise on his face.
Well?
Iso demanded impatiently. Before Obi-Wan could answer, a small, slight being with four eyes, two of them set on the sides of his head, slipped inside the shop.
Security patrol outside.
Uso Iso pushed a lever and a wall slid back, revealing more swoops in various stages of repair.
Beesum.
He tossed a toolkit to his assistant.
Start working.
I don't know how to fix the swoop.
I don't care. Just do it.
He turned to Obi-Wan.
Security makes patrols every once in a while. Nothing to worry about.
Now that Iso was in danger of losing Obi-Wan's business, he was suddenly friendly. He had also left his datapad angled toward Obi-Wan, and the notations were easy to read. In the time it took for Iso to check out Beesum's activities, Obi-Wan had scanned the file and memorized it. To his surprise, the letters and numbers looked familiar. It took him only a moment to realize that they were similar to the notes recording the skybox seating on Bog's datapad, which meant that Bog wasn't recording seats for senators. He was recording bets. Obi-Wan left the shop and found a quiet alley to peruse Bog's files. He read the names of the senators who had the same notations as Iso's datapad. Some of the names he didn't recognize, but many he did. He had no illusions about corruption in the Senate. But he was shocked to find that so many senators would be involved in an illegal scheme such as this one. He had the deal with Anakin, but he had to pursue this first. Obi-Wan found Bog in a VIP box watching a match of Crovation. When Astri saw him, her smile was wide and welcoming.
Obi-Wan, how good of you to come by. The match is almost finished.
Obi-Wan walked into the box.
How can I help you, Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan withdrew the datapad. I have something of yours. Bog hurried forward.
You found it? Where? Thank you.
Obi-Wan slipped the datapad back into his pocket. I'm afraid I can't return it just yet. I must confess that I took a look at your files, Bog. Bog looked disconcerted.
Well, I see. I suppose that's all right. I have no secrets.
Obi-Wan was puzzled. Bog did not seem guilty or worried. I accessed the file referring to the work you've done for the senators.
Yes, I arranged special seating for them, Bog said, nodding. I didn't know Jedi cared about such things.
We don't, Obi-Wan said quietly. But you did not arrange skyboxes for the senators. You placed bets for them on events in which the outcome is assured.
Obi-Wan, I don't know what you're talking about,
Bog interrupted, shaking his head.
The games are fixed? Senators betting? You must be mistaken.
Obi-Wan studied Bog as the crowd around them roared at a player's score. If you are not involved, you are being used. Where did you get the instructions on how to proceed? How did you know which senators to find seating for?
Liviani gave me the list of senators, Bog said. That is standard. The head of the Games Council always gets a list of important beings throughout the galaxy to accord special favors to. I used the council funds to pay the ruling power for the skyboxes.
So who did you contact to arrange the skyboxes?
As it turned out, I didn't have to contact anyone. He came to me. An odd four-eyed creature. His name was Busa? No, that's not it. Bisa.
Beesum? Obi-Wan suggested.
That's it!
Bog nodded as the crowd jeered a questionable play.
I transferred the credits and ordered the seating from Busa, Beesum, and he handed me the receipts.
Do you have them?
No, I placed them in the welcome packs for the senators.
Obi-Wan frowned. Why would the senators want receipts to be placed in their welcome packets? Anyone could see them. Could it be that the senators themselves don't know about this? Could it be that the ruling power has arranged this in order to disgrace them? But why?
Bog grew restless at Obi-Wan's silence.
I didn't place any bets. I'm sure this is a misunderstanding.
I'm sure it isn't, Astri said to her husband. Obi-Wan knows what he's talking about. She turned to Obi-Wan. Is Bog in trouble?
Bog swallowed.
If I am, I will face it.
We will face it, Astri said, putting her hand on Bog's arm. Together. Obi-Wan saw the look that Bog gave Astri, a look of tenderness and devotion. He saw that Bog did love Astri, and his instincts told him that Bog had been used as a pawn in the scheme. Bog will not be in trouble if he didn't do anything wrong, Obi-Wan told the couple. I will make sure of that. Now, please excuse me.